Iran has strongly condemned the deadly twin blasts outside its embassy near Lebanon's capital, Beirut. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Marzieh Afkham has described the incident as a crime against humanity, accusing Israel of being behind the bombings. At least 23 people, including Iran's cultural attaché, were killed when the explosion struck near the Iranian embassy in the southern neighborhood of Jannah. Press TV sources say the first explosion took place when a bomber blew his explosives up near the gate of the embassy. Shortly afterwards, a car bomb exploded meters away, injuring more than 100 people. The death toll is expected to rise as many of the wounded are in critical condition. The blasts have also caused damage to the embassy and nearby buildings. Well, to discuss the story we brought you a bit earlier about Iran strongly condemning the deadly twin blasts outside its embassy near Beirut, we're now joined by Mr. Ghazanfar Rukhnabadi, who is Iran's ambassador to Lebanon, and he's joining us live now from Beirut. Ambassador Rukhnabadi, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, I wanted to get your reaction to today's twin blasts.
Hello?
Yes, Ambassador, we do have your voice. I'd like to get your reaction to today's attacks near the Iranian embassy in Beirut.
Yes, this was a terrorist action and explosion, which all of the people who were on the street and the common people who was passing this in front of the Iran embassy in Beirut, some of them were martyred and some of them were injured. And so that is natural that this is a terrorist operation and terrorist action, and they are serving the Zionist regime, and they are actually doing what the Zionist regime wants from them. And we announced once again that it will make us more stronger to continue the opposition and our principle without any doubt, and this proves the that this principle and this position serving the justice in all over the world, especially in the Middle East and in Lebanon, and for the justice and serving the justice, we are ready to pay everything, and all of us are ready to continue. As I told you, it will make us more stronger to continue.
But an ambassador, if you could just clarify for us, who do you believe is responsible for these attacks, and who do you think benefits?
Of course, this is the Zionist regime who will use, and this is the people who are there, who are serving the Zionist regime. If they know or didn't know, the Zionist regime is the most side which this kind of terrorist action, terrorist operations will serve them.
And so going forward, Mr. Rukhnabadi, I wanted to ask as well about the cultural attaché who was killed. What more can you tell us about him?
We will continue. Now he is in the hospital, and we hope he will be good after some operation.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us today. That was Iran's ambassador to Lebanon, Mr. Ghazanfar Rukhnabadi, speaking to us live from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.